No, because I agree with him. That's the thing. I actually agree with him. And I told him. I left him out. And then I changed him where I normally play him. I think over the last six, seven games, he's been outstanding him. I think the level, his consistency has been extremely high. I think he's enjoying his football game and he's playing the way I know he can and I know he can perform, because he was like that for me at Norwich.
I know he's a player that you know well, but it must be good as a manager to see a player show that type of character, not to sulk, not to show his backside, yeah. Just to get on with it and prove a point.
Yeah. Well, Benno's he's probably one of the most easiest players I think I've ever had to manage. Never high maintenance, never gets on with it, does his job, and he wants to do well. And I said he was a big part of the success we had at Norwich, and I think, as I said before, the last six, seven games, I think he's been outstanding.
What are you looking for from now till the end of the season, Paul? I mean, you're clear of, it seems, of the bottom places. It looks like it's going to be kind of mid-table for Blackburn Rovers this season. What are you wanting to see from your team in these final games?
Just to go as high as we possibly can and win as many games as we possibly can. I think the mid-table's no good enough. That's no good enough. You want to try and get out of the league, and if it's next season or whatever the case may be, you never know, but it's certainly no good enough for myself to hover about mid-table. And if we can keep playing the way we're playing right until now, until the end of the season, and one more, then the club will be ready to go, I think, in the summer.
And can you take momentum from one season into another, or not?
I'm not sure. What you can do is get a good feeling about it before a ball's kicked. I think that can happen. I think you can get that, and then it all depends on who comes in, signings that come in. They excite people of, yep, hang on a minute, they're going to go for it. And I think that's important, that you do get players that are going to come here that people think, like Sam Gomez or Graham, who are established Premiership players, to come in and take it to the next level.
I suppose it goes back to what we mentioned a few minutes ago, that I suppose you have to spend money to get out of this division, or can you do it a different way? Can you do it by just being really organised, difficult to beat, and grinding out results?
It'll take you so far, but I think you've got to have that little bit of quality. I mean, look at Hull. Hull have kept every player that came down for the Premiership. So has Burnley, more or less. And they've been out and bought the lad up top for them. It cost a few quid for them. So it's important you try and keep your better ones, but also bring in better ones to help them. I think that's important.
Early kickoff this weekend, not on the television, slightly strange one, but does it really affect your preparations or not?
No, because we've done it all week there, didn't we, against Burnley, so it's pretty much the same. So it's a game I'm looking forward to. It'll be a good game.
Yeah, they should bring a decent following, so yeah, it should be a good atmosphere, don't it?
Yeah, brilliant club, brilliant fan. The big thing about Leeds United is everybody knows we've got a brilliant fan base, and they've had a hard time of things that have been on of late, and which I don't know the ins and outs, but it's a history, tradition, football club. Great club, no two ways about it. Big fan base. Obviously, things behind the scenes probably ain't that good at the minute on the outside looking in. So, whatever people's perception of Leeds United, it will be their own.
Do you know Steve Evans well or not?
No, a little bit. Steve, I know Steve a little bit. Well, I don't know too much, only little bits, and seems totally fine. And when I'm there, and rightly or wrongly, but whether way it was done or whatever, and hear all the reports, what's been on, I'm not sure. But good football manager.
And you all stick together, you managers, don't you?
It's a hard enough job, and so I'm not good enough to sit here myself and criticise anybody. So it's a hard job.
Good luck.
Thank you.